Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're here together working to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is a wealth building program. We are consultants that teach people how to invest in real estate to build a second stream of income. Warren Buffett said this 30 years ago, don't ever rely on a single source of income. Always invest to build a second. And when you look at the 5% of Americans who do retire successfully, and it is just 5%, they have something in common. The majority of them have second streams of income. And again, that's why people join Total Wealth Academy and take our courses, is so that they can build that second stream of income, which allows them to really retire at any age. Retirement has nothing to do with age. It has everything to do with your second stream of income. If you have a second stream of income that's 10 grand a month and your bills are 5 grand a month, guess what? You're retired. So I'm going to talk a little bit about building that second stream of income with single family today, because it was a fun process for me when I did it. And the angle that I used was I looked at every little house that I bought as a little bill payer. And, you know, I knocked out the little bills first because, you know, back then, cash flow on a little single family house was only $200 or $300 a month. Now it's $300, $400, or $500 a month per deal. But like my cell phone, I bought a house. It made me $200 or $300 a month. That covered my cell phone bill. I said, man, what bill do I want to take care of next? And I'd go, let's take care of the electric bill. I'd buy another little house. That thing produced me $200 or $300 a month. My electric bill was $200 or $300 a month. Boom, I don't longer have an electric bill. And I just chunked in those house income streams until I reached a point that I had no bills. The income from the rent property took care of all of my bills. Then I, of course, took it way beyond that, so I had money for fun and travel and romance and things like that. So another angle that I used was give yourself a raise. See, I didn't like sucking up to my boss. I didn't like being a little brown noser and, you know, trying to kiss butt all the way up to the top. I hate asking for a raise. Plus, they're not going to give it to you, you know, 90% of the time. But every time I bought a house, that was giving myself a raise. So some of you that are going, man, I want to build a second stream of income, but I'm just not motivated. I can't get myself to take action on it. Those two strategies can help. Look at it as either every time I buy a house, I'm knocking out one of my bills, or I'm giving myself a raise that no one can take away from you. The way that Robert Kiyosaki puts it in Rich Dad Poor Dad is the poor and the middle class have a tendency to say things like, I can't afford it. Whereas wealthy people, when they see something that they want, they ask, how can I afford it? How can I afford it? One of my favorite stories was a gentleman that I met, got to be 30 years ago, who was about to buy a boat, and this was a $300,000-$400,000 boat, if I recall. It's been so long, I'm going to use today's boat numbers. Back then it was probably only 200 grand. Today it'd be a 400 grand boat. So he says, look, I want to travel the world, Steve. I'm going to buy this $400,000 boat. And I said, okay, that's cool. But he goes, man, if I do that, I won't, and quit my job to go travel the world, I won't have enough money to do anything. You know, I've got the boat, but I won't have any income to pay for fuel, for insurance, things like that. And he had read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, so he was asking the right questions. How can I afford it? So I shared with him, I said, why don't you take the 400 grand and go buy an apartment complex? This shocked him because he was like, then I won't have the money for the boat. I said, that may not be true. Let's look at the scenario, look at the income that you're going to make, and see if we can't buy the boat too. So it turned out that the guy had more than 400 grand, but it wasn't enough, you know, for him to travel the world. He ended up buying a $2 million, but I'm not sure how many units it was. Let's just say 40. Again, this story is very, very old, and it's hard for me to remember everything. But he's going to make about a 30% rate of return on that deal. So 0.3 times his 400,000 down. Oops, I keep hitting the wrong button. 0.3 times 400. He made about 120 grand a year, about 10 grand a month off of that apartment. That was more than enough for him to be able to quit his job, hop on that boat, which he bought with a down payment, and he then had a monthly payment. Yeah, that's exactly how he did it. I'm sorry, the numbers are coming back to me. He had enough for a down payment for a boat, plus the 400 grand. So he put money down on a boat, the $10,000 a month, paid his boat payment, paid his insurance, gave him some spending money, plus he had some type of pension. Maybe it was just Social Security. But by the time he added everything up, he was able to take that 2-year trip around the world on his boat. And I also think he ended up buying an older boat instead of a brand new boat. You know, he had to make some changes. But what the key to it was, he asked, how can I afford it? And he was able to figure it out. We'll talk about questions when we come back from the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show, and how important the way you ask questions is to getting out of life what you want. Thanks for listening. Are you told that it's normal to lose money in a down market? That's just not true. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, CEO of Total Wealth Academy. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $100,000 or more to invest, you should consider this to protect and grow your money. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click the free sample class button. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and somehow I got into talking about asking questions correctly, and it really stems from Robert Kiyosaki's point that the poor middle class have a tendency to say, you know, we can't afford it, I can't afford it, whereas successful people, they may not be rich yet, but they're going to be, because they ask the right questions, they will say, how can I afford it? And the answer is the same to that question every time. I need more income-producing assets, which is the main goal in any capitalist society for every individual. So I wanted to talk about asking the right questions. And this is also coincides with Stephen Covey's lessons on being proactive versus reactive. Reactive people have a tendency to spend massive amounts of time on things they can't control. Massive amounts of time. In fact, because our brain is least effort, looks for the least effort. Least effort when you hit a challenge is what? Complain. Just complain. Don't go try to solve the problem. Just complain. That's a reactive person's response. Well, it's the same thing with questions. If you ask yourself, why does this always happen to me? Why are the Democrats always screwing us? Why are the Republicans always screwing us? Whatever it is. When you ask questions like that, here's the problem. Your brain's going to answer it. Now, this takes some deep thought. If you ask a negative question, such as, let me think of one that's not political. Why can I never get ahead financially? Your brain is going to answer it. And it's going to say something like, you don't make enough money. You never finished college. Your boss is a jerk. And you're going to get the answer to your question. The problem is that question is useless. The answers to it are useless. They don't propel you forward. They don't get you move you toward any goal. They just, it's kind of like your brain just agrees with whatever stupid question you ask. But what if you switch that question to, how can I make more money? Well, guess what your brain's going to do? It's going to answer it. Only the answers will be proactive, something you can take action on. How do I make more money? I know I'll buy a franchise. I know I'll start my own business. I know I'll buy some income-producing real estate. I know I'll, what's another good option? Anyway, you get the point, I hope. Be very careful how you ask your brain questions, because if you ask a negative question, it's going to answer it. I know one Tony Robbins uses, when he teaches, people will say, why am I so fat? And your brain's going to go, because you're lazy, you don't work out, you eat too much, you drink too much. You're fat because of all those reasons. Where if you ask yourself, how can I lose this extra weight? Your brain will also answer that question. It will say you could reduce how much you eat every day. You could reduce your alcohol intake. You could start exercising. You could start running. See, it's almost the same question. Why am I so fat? How do I lose the extra weight? You know, they sound similar, but do you see how your brain answers them completely differently? And the second question gets you actionable answers, answers you can take action on. So other people will say, you know, why am I broke? And I mentioned this, kind of mentioned it earlier. I just didn't use that particular question. Why am I broke? Well, my boss is a jerk. They don't pay me enough. The Democrats are in charge. The Republicans are in charge. Inflation, gas prices. Okay. Did any of that help you? No. Those are just realities. a better question, again, as we discussed before, how can I make more money? And that's where your focus should be. So many people waste massive amounts of time trying to save money, you know, get discounts here, get discounts there, drive across town to save a dollar on tomatoes, cut coupons, things like that. And then the funniest of all to me are people who are not CPAs that will say, man, I'm going to this tax course, I'm going to this tax course, I'm going to this, reading this on taxes. You know, I don't think everybody has seen this, but some senator had the tax code sitting beside him. It was taller than him. It was just books stacked. And I think it was the complete tax code. It was like 6 feet, 4 inches thick. And you really think you're going to master that? You're wasting your time. You need to be spending 95% of your time on making more money and about 5% or less saving it. I read an article some time ago where it was really pretty brutal. It was, I think it was, what's that funny one, Motley Fool? And they were making fun of people who save, who cut coupons and things like that, and how ineffective it is. There was one guy that, I had a friend that counted his toilet flushes. When he would go urinate, he wouldn't flush it. Only when he did number two, so he could conserve water to save money. Insane. Totally insane. It's 95% of your time making more money, 5% of your time saving it. Because, and again, I think it was the Motley Fool, because those guys have some funny articles. They go, the average person who is a saver, cuts coupons, drives across town to save a dollar on tomatoes, $200 a month is what they save. They spend $200 a month less than everybody else on average. Do you think that $200 a month is going to change your life? It's not, is it? Can you hear my cat? My cat's lost his mind. Sorry if you can hear that. So let's get back to questions. What you want to do is ask what are called empowering questions. Empowering questions. And you'll know what they are because the moment you ask them, you will be compelled to do something. Like, how do I make more money? Which is the best question. I swear that I'm telling you that is the best question you can ask. If you're not in the financial position you want to be in, and you fear that if you keep doing what you're doing, you'll never get in the financial position you want to be in, the number one question is, how can I make more money? And franchises are great if you've got a passion for something. Starting your own business is great. Real estate is obviously the most effective. It accounts for 70% of the millionaires in the U.S. But, and you might want a hybrid. We have a lot of members who, students at Total Wealth Academy, who own franchises. They're invested in apartments, self-storage, and things like that, but they love what they do in their franchise. One guy had, I think, 6 or 7 Subways, and one of them he worked in. He made 60 grand off that one, and the others, he hired a manager, so he only made like 20 or 30 off of those, but he loved it. I know this sounds ridiculous. He was a sandwich guy. He loved to serve people by making them delicious sandwiches. To me, you know, you say, well, that's just a burger flipper. Let me tell you something. There's some people who are passionate about French fries, and it brings them joy to do that. Now, they need to have other sources of income because you're not going to make too much flipping burgers or making fries as a rule, unless you own that franchise. But franchises, open your own business. We probably 30 or 40% of the members of Total Wealth Academy are self-employed at a business, but they're still invested in apartments, self-storage, strip shopping centers, and so on. So they have dual sources of income. And I know what some of you are saying. If you've listened to me for a long time, you understand the difference between self-employed and owning a business. If you're self-employed, if you can't disappear for a year and make the same amount of money as if you're there, if you want to study that, if you realize, hey, I'm self-employed, and you want to get the psychology aligned correctly, read Michael Gerber's book, The E-Myth and The E-Myth Revisited. You may only need The E-Myth Revisited, but that explains the difference between self-employment and owning a business. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. If you have a financial planner, ask them these two questions. One, will I lose money in a down market? Two, do I still pay you if I lose money? If the answer to either question is yes, fire them and come see us. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets and create a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Let me open the phone lines, please. Do not worry about the subject matter that I'm covering. Any question that you have, please feel free to give me a call. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. On yesterday's show, my son Trevor did it. Someone called in with a question about insurance. A tree had fallen on their house. The insurance didn't want to cover it. If you want to call back, I'd be interested to hear that story. Get your name and number by email and put you in touch with an attorney that I use anytime an insurance company shortchanges me or denies me a claim. I'll tell you, when Ike hit my home in Galveston, there was over $120,000 worth of damage. My insurance offered me $23,000. I said, you know, I've never been in a lawsuit before. I'm in one now, and hung up on the guy. Called this attorney. About 4 months later, he calls me. He says, come pick up your check for $120,000. And I said, but wait a minute, what about your share? He goes, they had to pay that too. So if you called into yesterday's show and an insurance company is screwing you over, please give me a call at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or fire me an email, and this email's open to everybody. Maybe you can't pick up the phone because you're at work and you'd get fired or something like that if you did it. Write down my email. Email me after the show anytime. If you can email me right now, send it to steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. And I'll try to answer it live on the air. But if I can't, I'm still going to reply to the email and get you your answer. And this can be anything from maybe you have a fear about time or money. You've got something that tells you, man, I want to build a second stream of income, but I can't because whatever. Email me that whatever, and I'll share with you some ideas to help you get past whatever challenges you're facing. Does everybody know that what does not kill you only makes you stronger? You know, people always complain about challenges, problems, we'll call them. A proactive person is going to call them a challenge. But reactive people call them problems. You got a problem. You got a challenge. As soon as you overcome that, is that ever a challenge or problem again? Generally, no. Because you've already handled it once. If it comes up again, you're like, I can handle this. Step aside. Hold my beer. So don't ask for a life. I think this is Jim Rohn. Don't ask for an easy life. Ask to be stronger. Something like that. Anyway, phone lines are open. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Or email me. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. So I think I've hit the concept of being proactive with your questioning enough. Just make sure that you're very cautious. If you ask a question and your brain answers it, which it always will, and you don't have an action step afterwards, go back to the question. See if you can't ask it a different way where you do get some action steps. Again, don't ask why I'm broke. Ask how can I make more money? Because you know the answer to why you're broke. You don't make enough money. But that doesn't move you forward. You've got to ask the right questions. And I think, Tony, if you want to study this, Tony Robbins' Unlimited Power is the book. Tony Robbins' Unlimited Power. Okay, let's hit a couple of questions. This first question I've had many, 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 many times. And it comes from an anonymous listener who's at work. Thanks for the email. His bank told him he could only have 4 rent properties. He wants to know how we're able to buy 100+ houses. Well, the first thing that you have to understand, Anonymous, is that's that bank's rule. They'll only loan you personal residence and 3 rent properties. But if you go across the street to, say you're at Chase and they told you that, if you go across the street to Bank of America, you know what they'll tell you? Yeah, we'll loan you 4 more. And you go across the street to Wells Fargo, they'll loan you 4 more. And if you join a club like Total Wealth Academy, I got banks that have no limits whatsoever. So you can buy 100+ houses. Now, like I said, this has come up hundreds of times over the last 30 years. Here's the danger, Anonymous, and I want you to really think deeply about this. You've got those 4 rent properties. Your bank has told you that's all you can have. Did you stop looking for real estate at that point? You did, didn't you? Does it make sense when I say that a false belief stopped you in your tracks? And it wasn't even true. It was a misunderstanding. It was, I don't want to say the banks are lying, because they're not. That's their limit. It's just, they're certainly not going to say, go across the street to Chase and they'll take care of you. They don't do that, unfortunately. But what I want everybody to understand is that false beliefs are just as powerful as true beliefs if you believe them. Because a belief is anything you feel relatively secure about. We have many, many false beliefs in our lives, and they act on us as if they were true. But this gentleman, Anonymous, he believed that he could only have 4 rent properties. So I guarantee you, and I'll email him, I guarantee you he stopped looking for more real estate. Why would he look for more real estate if he believes he can't buy it? He wouldn't. So a false belief can harm you just as effectively as if it was true, even if it's not. So be very careful. Be sure if you've got a belief, you need to email me. I may be able to destroy that belief, and then you can move forward towards your goal. So give me a buzz, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Okay, let's see. This next question is really not a question. It's more, I guess it's a question, Daniel. He's asking if it's okay, if it's a good idea to have a law enforcement officer as a tenant and a resident manager. I'm assuming he's active law enforcement. The way you've worded this, he's the one who needs to be careful. It would be wonderful to have a police officer, you know, at your site, especially if he brings his car home with him every night. And they can make really good property managers, because police officers have mad skills at dealing with people. They're able to diffuse dangerous situations. So if they can diffuse a couple who are in a domestic dispute, that's the same skill you need when you have an irate tenant. So I actually like the idea. He just needs to make sure he never uses his police status in an incorrect way. So I don't think that you have any problems, Daniel. I think he needs to be cautious and make sure he's got permission to do that. But I'm pretty sure they can, because we hire off-duty police officers at all of our expos. So I'm sure they can do it. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. This next question is about Airbnb. Interesting. Giancarlo, I hope I'm saying that right. Giancarlo, taking your 10-unit apartment, I guess this is Corpus Christi, and doing Airbnb with it, nothing wrong with that. Just make sure, I would definitely not run it myself. That's just too many units to do Airbnb and manage it yourself. Well, I'm going to need to answer this after the break. When we come back from the break, I'll discuss what I believe you should do with that many units of Airbnb. This is the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Hi, this is Steve Davis of the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Most people think they need hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $100,000 or more, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click the free sample class button. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Remember, you can always find us online at TotalWealthAcademy.com. We do offer a free sample class on how to build a second stream of income with real estate. It's right there on the front page, and you scroll down, you'll see it again. It's like a little yellow button that says free class or free course. If you are interested in making more money for you and your family, and would like to use real estate to do that, please attend that workshop. It's free. You can watch it from home or visit us in the office. Remember, you'll remember about 30 or 40% more seeing it live than you will watching it online, but either way is fine. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com and click on the free sample class button. There's actually one tonight from 6:30 to 8. The workshop is from 6:30 to 7:30. Then there's cocktails and snacks afterwards and question and answer. So if you'd like to go to that, there's still openings. Just go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. TotalWealthAcademy.com, click on the free sample class. So we're talking about a little 10-unit apartment and turning it into Airbnb. This would be a nightmare if you manage it yourself. It's just too many. With that said, do we have members that run 34 of them all by themselves? Yes, but that's their full-time job. They're making so much money off of 34 of them that they don't have to work, so they just run the Airbnb. You may tell me, yeah, I don't work either, so running 10 would be fine. I'm assuming you have a full-time job, and this is just a second stream of income that you're generating, and that you don't want to have something that's going to consume or have you doing stuff every single day. I would use a third-party manager to run those 10 units. I can tell you this. You may say, well, that's expensive. Not if it frees your time up to work your job, spend time with the family, spend time with the kids, and not worry about it. You need to value your time as much as you value your money. But that is what I would do, and I think that's your whole question. Yeah, that's it. Everything else is just describing the deal. It sure looks like a good deal, Giancarlo. And with Airbnb, you're going to make a lot of money even with a property manager in Corpus Christi. So congratulations on your purchase and best of luck to you. Okay, let's go to the next one. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Okay, next is Chris, who's asking about the, you haven't repaired the AC. And you're not going to be able to get one until April 4th? That's really weird, Chris. I don't know why that would occur. Is this some type of special AC? You use the word compliant. You know, I'm going to table this question and email you after the show because this doesn't make any sense to me. 3 to 4 weeks. Good Lord. And yeah, you're going to have to do something to compensate them. Not a full month's rent, but maybe half a month's rent. But I can't tell whether this is a little apartment or whether it's a 3-bedroom home. Yeah, I'll talk to you after the show, Chris, and we'll figure something out. I may have a better source. For you, and we'll see. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Okay. Oh, this is a cool question. This is from Daryl. And he's asking about what happens to your rent at the 5-year mark and the 10-year mark. You know, I bet we can Google this, Daryl, and find a chart that shows rental increases in the U.S. over the last 20 or 40 years or something like that. But I want you to know that through recessions, through wars, through you name it, my rents have gone up just about every single year. Sometimes it's only $25. During the recession, it went up $150 per house in a matter of a year. So historically, let's see, if I go back 30 years ago, yeah, my $1,000 rents are now $1,700, $2,000 for like-and-kind home. So they've pretty much doubled, we'll say 20 years, much like the value of real estate doubles every 20 years. So, yeah, that's what you're going to see. If you, okay, then blah, 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 22 single-family houses. Let's say that you're making, 22 is going to be about $8,000 a month cash flow. I would say in 20 years, you'll be making somewhere between 14 and 16, almost double cash flow compared to what you're making now. And, but don't quit buying. Turn that 22 into 62. The only thing I'll tell you, Daryl, I really hope you'll come take my free sample class, because it's probably time for you to move to commercial, either strip shopping center, apartment complex, self-storage, because if you've had these things for 10 years, you've probably got a tremendous amount of equity sitting there. And if we were to do the cash on cash rate of return based on your equity, not what you have in the deals, I bet it's very low and it's time to move. So Daryl, please come to our free sample class and I'll show you how commercial works and why it's probably time for you to switch from single family to commercial. All right, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Ooh, this is another Chris with a really interesting question. Your property manager heard about a leak, didn't do anything about it for a month. Now there's massive damage. Yes, your property manager is liable. That is incompetence. As long as you've got proof that they knew about it and did not take any action on it, the damages after that date that they were notified are going to be their responsibility. Now, they might fight you. If they fight you, fire them, because they're not a credible property management company and they're going to burn you again in the future. If they don't fight you, then that tells you they're really good people, and even though they made a mistake, they're probably going to be really good for you in the long run. All right, Chris, I hope that helps, but yeah, they are responsible. All right, email is open, steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Let's see if we got time for one more question. Oh, that's the same question. Sorry about that. Oh, Dustin, first-time syndicator. Yes, you can meet investors at multiple clubs in the Houston area, certainly at Total Wealth Academy. So in answer to your question, Dustin, yes, I'll see you tonight at the free sample class. And yes, if you're a syndicator, you can raise capital among the members. We do it all the time. All right, hope that helps. And let's see, I may have time for one more. Nope, this is not a question, just a statement. Thank you for the kind words, Alexander. And one more question. Where is it? Doggone it. Oh, there it is. General landlording. Property management companies in Tampa. You know, I'll have to email, Pensacola. The property's in Tampa. Okay, you do need it in Tampa. I do not have anybody right off the top of my head, but I can do an email to about 1,500 people and see if anybody knows anybody. Whether they do or not, I'll email you back in probably 24 hours. All right, Chad, thanks a lot for the email, and good luck with your property there in Tampa. All right, thanks everybody for listening. Remember to be cautious of the questions you ask yourself. Make sure that your answers lead you to take action. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.